Then the sky went dark. For a moment, all of Aventry went quiet as the grave. Tivian turned to look out across the city.
What is happening?
Above the rooftops on the other side of town, a swirling, amorphous darkness appeared. Like a hand of infinite fingers, black and semi-substantial, it dove into the streets, quick as a gale. And then the screams could be heard. The ring went icy cold, and the pain stopped immediately. Tivian looked at Adarian. His eyes were wide. He had felt it too.
What's that?
A torrent of pure darkness flooded the street below, sucking up anybody it found there. From their shrieks, Tivian doubted whatever was happening to them was good.
Run! Run, run, run!
Voth dropped off his shoulder and led the way, vaulting the next alley with acrobatic grace. They all followed. The darkness below began to fill the alleys, too. Like a river of shadow, it swelled higher and higher. It would not be long before it was able to reach the roofs, and then Tivian greatly hoped they were somewhere else. They sprinted for all they were worth, leaping alley after alley, clambering across rooftop after rooftop. Artis stumbled once, but Tivian was there to scoop him up. A black tendril lashed out from the roiling dark below and caught the end of Tivian's scabbard. He didn't even pause to see what happened to it, or to wonder why, suddenly, he could feel the breeze on his back instead of the weight of his mail shirt.
Go! Go!
The wall was a bit shorter than the spine of the roof of the closest house, but it was a longer jump. Voth hit it at a sprint and leapt clear across the gap, landing with a crash atop the battlements. Adarian was next, smashing chest first into the catwalk, barely scrambling up. Then Artis, who did much as Adarian did, but was helped up by both Voth and the old mercenary. Tivian jumped next. He felt the grave chill of something black and horrible, sliding across his ribs and legs, trying to pull him back. He lost momentum mid-leap. He wasn't going to make it. He reached up for the wall. Voth caught his hand. Tivian slammed against the wall, nearly pulling Voth over, but then Artis was there, and Adarian, and he was dragged up, just as the shadow behind him claimed his boots. Then it was over the wall. Luckily, some future looter had left a ladder right there for them to climb down. Then, they didn't stop running until they were atop a low hill almost a mile outside of Aventry, with nothing around but untended farmland.